So what makes something sexy? Is it the way it's said, or is it the subject matter, or just both? Well, I'm gonna tell you about some medieval torture devices, and I'm gonna try to make it sound sexy. Let's see if it works. Rat torture. If a torturer was trying to get a confession from someone, a rat would be placed on their stomach, covered by a pot. Heat would be applied, and the rat would dig into the victim's stomach out of sheer panic. The iron chair. This was a chair covered in spikes. The victim would be restrained in the chair, and as the restraints were tightened, the spikes would deeper penetrate their body. The Judas cradle. Ooh, this one is fun. The ass or pussy of a victim would be placed onto a sharp spike. As increased pressure was added, the spike would rip apart the inside of the victim. Thumb screw. A screw was placed through a victim's thumb, and as it was turned, the victim would experience delicious pain. In Germany, they used a head crusher. Try surviving that one, baby. Flogging. What's so bad about this one? The victim was usually whipped repeatedly until they confessed to something naughty or until they became unconscious. Some masochists even flogged themselves to repent for their sins. The cage. This was a cage just big enough to fit a person, but not big enough to allow them to move. They would be left without food or water until they confessed. Otherwise, they would be left to die. As a form of execution, they would be publicly hung in the cage. Snuff, baby. The agony pear. In Italy, this metal pear-shaped device would be stuck in the victim's mouth or other orifice of the torturer's choice, and a screw mechanism would unfold metal arms that would stretch their insides and cause pain and bleeding. Ooh, blood play. Brank masks. An iron mask which served as a muzzle that would be locked onto a woman's head as punishment for gossiping, nagging, or even witchcraft. Their mouth would slip over a sharp metal plate that would prevent them from talking or eating. At times, a bell would be placed on the mask so that the victim couldn't escape humiliation from the public. Oftentimes, she would be led through the town and beaten before she was chained up in public. The Iron Maiden, a metal chamber filled with spikes. Once trapped inside, the spikes would pierce vital organs, and it could take days to bleed to death. Some had holes where the victim would be prodded with metal poles until they confessed. The Heretic's Fork. This was a neck collar with metal objects resembling forks connected to it. The chin, neck, and sternum would get pierced with this device. So, in order to stop further pain, the victim, a heretic or witch, would not be able to move their head or jaw. Speaking would cause extreme pain. Well, then I'd be in trouble, well, now wouldn't I? I do like to talk. So, that was your medieval history lesson, and I hope I made it a little more fun.